I'm ready.
Hey, you guys, welcome back to Listen Bitch Presents Tell Me Why You're Special. This is the arena where we stop telling ourselves it's too late and start asking what we are actually called to do. Because the truth is, a lot of people think there's a timeline for their life, when to start, when to succeed, when it's too late. Y'all, God doesn't work on a timeline. He works in purpose and on purpose. And sometimes the thing that you're meant to do doesn't even start until later, not because you missed it, but because you weren't ready yet. So if you've ever thought you waited too long, this conversation is going to challenge that belief. Today's guest is Joni Maria Ricci. She's a writer who stepped fully into her calling later in life and did not hold back. So Joni, I launch everybody. First of all, welcome to the hot seat. Give
Thank
us
you.
your elevator pitch. Tell us who you are, what you do, and what makes you special.
Well, I'm a retired registered nurse who raised three children, and then they were still bungee corded to the nest, but could get in and out of the house on their own. And I kept getting invitations from Sarah Lawrence College to come to their open house. They at the time had continuing education for, returning adults. And I was like, threw it out for about 10 years. And then I said, let me go. I couldn't open the door, so I thought, this is an omen. I can't even open the door. It's very strange how life works. You never know what to expect. And if you don't take the first step, I mean, you'll never do it. There are a million reasons not to do something, but I just took a deep breath. And I went. And then when I walked in, there were about 200 people there. And the director came down the stairs and pointed to me. It was like, whoa, and said, you have to come upstairs and talk to me. You need to do this, which was surreal. And so I filled out the application right there. It was a writing college. The registrar liked nurses, so I mean, I already had college credit, so it was hard and fun at the same time, and it changed my life. So I never expected to get into Columbia. In fact, I got federal jury duty and accepted to Columbia, picked for federal criminal court, and got into Columbia on the same day.
Oh, that's
So they
fantastic.
actually call you up to tell you were accepted. And I never thought I would. So I laughed. I said, who is this? It's got to be a joke, So, yeah.
No,
So.
I think that's incredible. I want to talk about like kind of that shift because being a nurse and a mom, like I feel like we kind of step into that. That's our identity in those moments. Like we're, I'm a mom. Like 90% of my life right now is I'm a mom. I
Yes.
still have littles here. But what was the moment where, you realize they are moving out, they're doing their own things, they have their own lives, they're becoming independent. A lot of people don't have that thought shift. What was it? Was there a moment where you were like, no, I want more for myself?
I can't sit still, and I couldn't join the crowd of, women who are just, oh, come with me to get my nails done or come with, I just, no, that's not who I am. And I always wrote, but not really seriously, like poetry as a teenager, teenage angst and all that stuff. And, people would ask me, could you write a letter for me? Could you do this and do that? And I'm like, why am I doing this? Let me, I read a lot. I have about 2,000 books in my house. So I, yeah, it's a library here. And, I've read most of them. And I just decided now's the time. Like, what am I going to do? Sit home and take care of my dog for the, dogs and well, all that. Now I just, and for credibility, so people, some professor asked me, why are you here? I said, for credibility. And he laughed. He goes, really? I said, yeah. And so people were like, oh, you went to Columbia. Now Columbia's reputation got a little screwy, but it's still an Ivy League. It's still world renowned, so it was, it was an experience. They don't help you with publishing. That's, you're on your own with that. So it's just been, I had ideas. Of course, you draw from life. So I feel like had I done this earlier, I wouldn't have, what was I going to write about? I was in school with wonderful brainiacs. They were young, they were so smart, but they didn't really have that much life experience. So I helped them with life experience. I help them with their fiction and make, because it still has to be rooted a little bit in reality,
Right.
even if it's dystopian. And they help me with technology. I hadn't been in school in 35 years. Oh my God. I grew up with whiteout and typewriters. So,
Yes.
but you just do it, like you
Yes.
just, it wasn't easy. And, but they helped. They were wonderful. I fed them because
That's
they're
awesome.
always starving. And we bonded. I'm still friends with some of them. And, I mean, I was kind of, so when I graduated from Sarah Lawrence, Vera Wang gave the commencement speech, which was kind of awful, but she's very rich, so she talked about that, which was not appropriate. And but if you Google me, I came up with her. Like, it was so weird. They interviewed me in the newspaper because I was so odd, but I didn't feel odd. I kept my eye on the ball. I think if you keep your eye on the ball and you have a dream and it's persistent, you have to be persistent, and you have to, I mean, believe me, there were times I wanted to give up, but there still are, like, I can't do this anymore, but I don't, and then something comes in my path and there you go. It changes your perspective and you just add it. Like, I never thought I'd hear from somebody from WABC. I just did it on a lark. My husband said, "Why don't you contact them?" And then the next day I got it contacted. So,
That's
and I
amazing.
got invited to go to the studio and things like that. I got to go to Dan Brown's house. I belong to the author guild, so I got to go to his house, for dinner. I was like, oh my God, so things like that. They haven't like translated into book sales, but my book, Vatican Daughter, is it got the best conspiracy thriller of
Nice.
2025. So,
You're
every little
doing,
bit,
yeah,
I'm trying.
you're doing
Hopefully,
amazing.
hopefully I'll get there.
Well, I feel like, especially for my listener, the human experience, like fear is a part of that. Fear is a part of the human experience when you're going to do something different, when you're going to reinvent yourself, especially after your identity has been, you're a mom. I want to talk about that a little bit, like going back to school later in life, everything you've done, what were the fears that you really had to face, and how did it help you just kind of grow as a person?
Well, the fears, like to be in a class with some, Pulitzer Prize winning, or especially a Columbia or award winning short story writer, Deborah Eisenberg. Oh, amazing. But she was the most humble woman I ever met. She was so kind to me. And I took a class with her. It was the short stories, and they were like Russian literature. And of course, all these kids, for lack of a better way to call them, they knew it ahead of time. It was me and another woman, and we were lost. But she never made me feel that way. Not to say that some of them didn't. Some of them were, especially in undergrad, they made me feel like I was a bored housewife and I was just looking for something to do, which was not the case at all. So I had to prove myself. And, I did a lot of extra work, like write five extra papers for a class and things like that. And, of course, I had to come home and run a household as well, get dinner on the table. Going to Columbia, I had to take four trains. So that was like an Olympic event. I don't think I could do it now. But, I mean, you just do it. I mean, I just did it. I just, snow and sleet and ice and all of that, in New York. And I did it. So.
Why do you think that so many people just stay stuck in that belief that it's too late to start something new? Because that, I mean, even in the work that I do, I hit that wall with people and I'm like, you have so much life
I
left.
think it's personality, I mean, I grew up being told I couldn't. Oh, you can't do that. You can't do that. And it took me, look how long. I was 66 when I graduated from Columbia. I got my master's at Columbia. I was 66 years old. So, that is in your head. I don't, I can't speak for everybody. I don't know what their situations are, but they're stuck. It's almost like quicksand, you're stuck and it's almost like you're stuck in your own head. So just take a breath and do it. Believe me, I had to do talks. I was terrified, like book talks. I have a young friend who's an actress, and she said, "Oh, just do the Wonder Woman stance." I said, "What the heck is that?" She said, "Put your hands on your hips, your
Yeah.
shoulders back, take a deep breath, and it works.
Did it really?
It does
Crazy.
work, and you feel, like release, and you just do it. You just do, you
Yeah.
just do it." So,
Yeah. Because
I
otherwise, what
think,
was the alternative for you? Having not
what was
done
the
this, I mean, what's your alternative?
Well, writing is a lonely business. It's a very
Yes.
solitary business. So, you and then life gets in the way. I wrote on my website, which is my name, JoniMarieIraci.com, IRACI. There's a story called Distractions that I wrote on a plane. So you
Wow.
don't know where your inspiration's coming from.
Yeah.
We were coming back from Italy, and we were rerouted to Halifax, of all places. And so we sat on the runway for 2 hours, and I wrote a story about distractions.
Yeah.
And it's fiction, but it's partially true.
Yeah.
And like you get I get I
The
just get
downloads.
inspiration
Yeah.
where you don't know, like. And so I think I'm armed with all I'm 74, so I'm armed with a lot of life behind me,
Yeah.
medical stuff and kids stuff, and so I weave it all in there, plus your history. And I do a lot of research, like my current book, Vatican Daughter. So I made the Pope, it's about a Pope who has an affair,
Okay.
and the woman has a child, and they kidnap the child and raise the child. And that was inspired by a real life story of papal
Wow.
kidnapping in 1859. Now, who knew?
Yeah.
It's very quiet, covered
Yeah.
up, but going down rabbit holes, I was researching Italian Jewish last names for a character, and I found that story.
Wow.
So, and I made him an American pope, thinking we'll never have an American pope. And okay,
There
here we are.
we That's so
So, but
funny.
you know what? I mean, that I've had multiple marketers, and they've not played that up. And
Yeah.
also, nothing ventured. Okay, here's another example of nothing ventured, nothing gained.
Yeah.
I wrote to multiple best-selling authors in my genre,
Okay.
and I thought, they're not going to answer. 75%, 90% of them didn't answer.
Yeah.
Steve Berry. Steve Berry is a prolific, award-winning, best-selling thriller writer. He
Oh, wow.
wrote back. I said, "Would you consider?" And this was a year before the book came out. "Would you
Yeah.
consider endorsing the book?" "Sure, sure." I was like,
Wow.
"Whoa."
Yeah.
Now, Dan Brown, who I met, said no. So he wrote. He's so a year later, I said it was picked up by a publisher. Remember me? And he said, "Send me the manuscript, and I'll have it for you." And he did.
Wow. And
So
if you would have never asked, yeah.
I drove 500 miles to meet him,
That's
waited
amazing.
online to have a book signing, and I put my book down. He goes, "Oh, I know this book." So
Yeah.
he's lovely, but not all of them are. People get affected. Not
Yeah.
nobody from Colombia will do it, and they know
Yeah.
me. So,
Yeah.
if I do it for you, I have to do it for everybody. I would do
Right.
it if I was a professor. I would do it for everybody,
Right.
because why not?
Right.
But they can't be bothered, and
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think you have to have a thick skin as a writer. That's
Oh gosh,
something,
yeah.
Joni and I were just talking about before we hit record. I am published now, but I for 10 years I queried agents for fiction, and it's a brutal world out there,
Yes, it
and
is.
but the thing is, instead of like every time I heard no, I would grow from that and it planted seeds, right? Like one
Yeah.
lady was like, "You get an audience and you come back to me. You have, go push your book up for free." One of them said, "Put your book up for free." And I was young and I'm like, "Oh, why would I dare let people read my work for free, right? Like this is a
Yeah,
$1 million manuscript." I was just
you
so full of
do.
myself. But all of
Well,
it's very humbling. And then the people that do listen, it just kind of gives you that hope of like, okay, maybe I keep going. But it is brutal. Like rejection is, it's, that's what's primed me for where I am
I
now
had
is,
hundreds of rejections.
yes.
I queried 350 agents,
Yeah.
and most of them didn't respond, or
Yeah.
they'd write, and each one wants a different query.
Yes.
Each a different format, a different
Yeah.
letter, a different whatever. So it's not something you can just slap out there. You have to, ugh, it was took forever. It was
It's
every
exhausting.
day
Yeah.
for 8 hours a day doing this,
Yes.
and to get back, not for us, or,
Yeah.
One wanted me to rewrite the whole thing according to her,
Yeah.
what it should be. And I said, this is going to be a series, it's coming. Come on.
Yeah. How
Yeah.
long did it take you to finish your book?
The second book, this, well, the first book was, is a completely different. It's called Reinventing Jenna Rose. And that
Okay.
was my thesis at Columbia. So I worked on that all through Columbia, and it actually a little bit in undergrad. I started it. It's completely different from when I started it. But the
Yeah.
second book, interesting, I was in St. Peter's in Rome, and I was looking at the I grew up I not grew up, but I was in the thick of the scandals in the church scandals in the Northeast.
Okay.
So, I had my experience with hypocrites and
Yeah.
hypocritical priests and criminal priests
Yeah.
as well.
Yeah.
Not necessarily pedophilia, but other stuff.
Right.
So I, who knows? But so I was looking at the Basilica, and I thought, I wonder what's going on in there now, And so the muse hit. I had the title first, that, and it percolated for about 10 years.
Yeah.
I put it aside because I went to school, wrote other stuff, and then in 2019, I went back to Italy. And I walked 88 miles through Rome
Wow.
and Venice, got COVID before anybody knew what it was. I was so sick. It was October and it didn't really break until January. And so I came home and I wrote for 1 year.
Wow.
Every day, treated it like a job.
Yep.
8 hours a day, research. Sometimes I look at it and go, did I really write this? So now that, and then the second book is coming out in February, and that is a continuation. I had no intention of writing, although Vatican Daughter kind of ends open-ended. So I
Okay.
had no intention of writing a sequel, but I woke up with the first line in my head. I tend to read what I've written that before I go to sleep at night, and then it kind
Okay.
of, like, not
Yeah.
that you dream about it, but like I don't know. So it's just, I guess it was meant to be. What
Yeah.
was I going to do? I'm not the type to sit around and, be content to, I said I got a master's degree. I'm going to come home and like clean my house and do the
Right.
laundry. I can't. I'm like, it makes me crazy. So, anyway, I have so many stories unfinished.
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to write different, like some, I'm trying to write another book about the Vatican, but I'm also trying to write some like spoofy thing. I wrote a novella, which is a spoof on the publishing process, but
Oh, that'd be fun.
nobody wants it for obvious
Right.
reasons.
That's where you self-publish, really,
Yeah,
and you kind of,
this
yes.
woman gets hit by a car on Lexington Avenue while she's reading her like 100th rejection
Yeah.
on her cell phone, right? And she goes to the afterlife. So it's pretty funny, but it's a dark comedy, but nobody, I
Yeah.
submit it. It's a novella. And they're just like,
Yeah.
no.
That's so funny,
Because
of
it's
course.
true.
Yeah, exactly.
And the problem also is like it's a young world.
Yeah.
It's a young world and they look at you like, well, you'll be dead soon. So like why do we buy why would we buy? It's really because you have to remember like literary agents who are my age are either semi-retired, they're just figureheads, and they have their core authors that they
Right.
still represent, and the young ones, they now it's all fantasy and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
Anyway,
and all
so it's really
YA.
hard.
Yeah.
It's people think, oh, you wrote a book, it's so easy. I don't understand, like what's the
Yeah.
no
No,
clue.
I totally feel that. And sometimes I do feel like in comparison, because I would say, people ask me all the time, like, how do I write a book? I'm like, the writing is easy. Like, just write. If you
If
have a
you can write,
message, yeah,
but
like,
they don't
make it
edit.
known.
They don't edit.
Yeah.
So they like,
That's me.
it really, you have to edit because
I know.
then, like you represent,
Yeah.
it's you, you're putting yourself out there and you just have to,
Or at least get
and you,
someone to look at
but you
it.
need another set of eyes.
Yes,
I'm
I
happy to do
agree.
it for you.
Yeah,
Another set
I
of eyes
agree.
because you know what?
Yeah.
People don't. They
Yeah.
don't even, oh, I'm going to keep it a secret. Like, and read it out loud. If you're a writer, read it out loud. But whatever your dream is,
Yeah.
whatever you want to do, I mean, it's not too late.
No.
Like people are living longer and we're, a little healthier than we were, not everybody, but, so
Yeah.
what are you waiting for? What are you going to do?
Right.
Oh, no. I
Otherwise,
mean,
I mean,
there are those, There are all that element of people that are just like, oh, well, I could never, never. The first thing they told me, the first, I went to nursing school. So the first thing they said is, don't ever say never or always because you'll be proven wrong.
I
So
mean, that's I'm I my
never.
audience knows that very well because everything I've said never to, I do. And when I say always, it dissipates. So, yeah,
It's kind of like
absolutes.
somebody says never, I go, ooh, I agree with you. I wish you lived next door.
I had to learn the hard way though, right? It's the
Of
hard way of like, no,
course.
I'm never going to do that. And wow, I was just telling Joni, I never wanted to have a show where I had guests, where I was doing interviewing. I never, never did I see it on my card. And now I can't imagine my weeks without it. Like every single day, I get to have these incredible conversations. I get to meet amazing people. I get to learn new things. So I happily ate crow with that. Like I'm happy to say we're here.
That's okay.
How does it
That's good.
feel to have your work recognized as a top thriller? Because that's exactly what
Yeah,
Matt's
well, I
daughter
mean,
went through.
you know, I'll be happy. Oh, I shouldn't say that. There are all a bunch of indie awards I get, you know, like I submit them, and I'm a little disappointed in my publisher for not really putting it out there for like, you know, a national thing or an international thing, because I think, you know, it's a good story, and it's, you know, it's well written. It was edited, of course, but yeah, that's disappointing. And it's empowering women, you know, like this woman fights to get her child back, the most powerful entity on earth, you know, and she succeeds. But whatever, I'm not gonna tell the story. Please buy it, Vatican Daughter, and please write reviews. Like, it's not, you know, I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. Like the president of WABC, yay, he told me you need media. Now everybody else, I don't know how many writers are listening to you, but there are so many. If you're just starting out, please be careful. It's viral how many scammers there are,
Oh,
and
I know.
I've gotten caught almost this close to losing. I lost money with a publicist on my first book, and she was a reputable one, but she was a thief. But they are so good at it. Like they will pull a little bit of this and a little bit of that off of your, you know, blurbs or whatever, and they tell you about yourself, and they're all crazy, crazy, and they're thieves, thieves. One was from Australia, wanted $900. I thought that's not that bad. I've spent buckets of money. So I was about to hire her and pay. I said, I'm not paying you $900. I'll pay you a portion of it. And it was a different name. And then I did, I'm the queen of research. So I did like a couple
Checked her
pages of
out.
looking up that name. Some Nigerian like book marketing scammer.
Yes, and
So it's
they're
like,
very thick out there.
how about Danielle Steele? I got a long email from her. It wasn't her, of course. Oh, I'm up all night reading your book, and this is resonates. Oh my God, give me a break.
No, it's rough out there. And I feel like that's what people don't understand, right? Like you could write the book, but it's the after you write it and even after you're published, like the work that goes into it. That's something, working with my publishers, I was very naive again, where I was like, oh, you guys, it's going to be fine. We're going to make $1 million this year off my book. And yeah, I think I sold like 300 copies the first year. And I was like, okay, so that
It's
didn't
a
work
lot
out.
of luck.
Not
It's
just
a
luck,
lot.
it's work. It's like you said,
It's
being available
work.
for the opportunity. You've got to call the people. You have to do the groundwork. It's if you're not going to put yourself out there, if you're not going to promote yourself, no one's going to do it for you. That's it. And that's what I've learned.
I
Like,
went to Vermont last May. The book came out like April 15th, so like the beginning of May. I go up to Vermont for like their big book event. This idyllic town, gorgeous, but you know, they roll up the sidewalks at 7 o'clock. But they had a tornado warning and canceled the Saturday event, you know. So you know, there's all these people that are just tire kickers. It's $20 of your, oh, what's it about? From soup to nuts. They want to know like the whole, and then they walk away. So it's like you're almost like prostituting yourself. I'm like the
It
worst sales.
is.
I'm the worst saleswoman ever. I'm like, here, just take it and go, you know. So, you know,
No,
it's
it's a process, and I think it takes a really thick skin. I think Do I think anybody could probably do it? Yeah, but I don't think enough people have the grit and the heart and the hard work and the discipline to actually see it through. That's
It's
the thing.
consistency, you know, it's really cons and I don't, and nobody can tell you what works. I don't think anybody can tell you with anything. It's just, you know, baby steps or giant steps in the right direction and hope for the best because it's a saturated world now. I mean, I asked the ABC guy, I said, well, he said, you have to do your own podcast. I'm like, okay. But I said, aren't they saturated? He said, no. But they are, but not with talent. Like, you're talented, you're good at it. They're not. Like, they're just like, oh, well, I have to go to work in 5 minutes, or, you know, like, or I'm doing something else, or their cat is jumping on the thing, or they're in their kitchen. Somebody asked me early on, I've done about maybe 40 of them in a year. And, you know, radio shows, very good. Some of them great. One guy in where was he? In Washington State asked me what my relationship was with God. And I thought, excuse me, like, what is yours? You know, like, what are you talking about? But they, you know, you never know what you're going to get her. One was very cute woman. She's like, do you have a drink? I said, it's 10 o'clock in the morning. She goes, well, go get one. We have to toast. And I was like, okay. You know, that had nothing to
Interesting.
do with like what that was her gimmick, I guess. I don't know. You know, so.
No, yeah, everybody has something. What has this, your entire journey, like, what has this taught you about purpose and timing?
It, you know, I get discouraged. Don't get me wrong. I do because, you know, like how much marketing can you do? How much money can you spend? And it's like throwing it away because you don't know what, and it's publicists are a fortune. And they, for a fortune, not all of them, but some of them can go up to 30,000 a month. I just don't have that kind of money. That's okay if you get an advance. I don't get an advance. And not that many writers get advances like they used to. So, you know, Dan Brown has $100, $200 million. So he's not, he's fine. But I just think I just keep it up, you know, like, and I'll try anything and see what happens. And, you know, I just somebody on Reezy just I just got interviewed with him about doing what, and it's all he's putting out all these algorithms. It's Amazon algorithm. That's all that matters. I don't even know what that means. A metadata and this and that and all this noise, you know. So I don't know. Does that work? Maybe. I don't know. I was told I was too old for TikTok. Thank
Oh
you,
my
God. You know,
gosh.
okay, I'm too old. All right. You know, I don't know what they read. They seem to read. The young people seem to like, you know, all this fantasy stuff. I don't know if that's got longevity, but I write reality or plausible realities. My book is very plausible and it's set in Italy. And I, you know, I give the reader a reprieve from the thrilling elements and the murder and all that by having food. I know Italy very well. I know Roman Venice very well. And you're having, you know, dinner and wine and that kind of thing. So, you know, and the next one is a continuation and it's also a little romance and, you know, so I'm trying my hand at everything. So.
Yeah, I love that. And you said February is the release date for the new book.
February 23rd, it's called Women of a Lesser God. So, you know, that's something the Pope says to this journalist woman. You know, she says it to him. Do you think women are of a lesser God? And she said, never mind. I know the answer. And it's obvious because it's such a patriarchal institution, you know, so keep the women down. And now I'm doing research. I'll give you a hint for the next one. And it's amazing what you can find if you put your mind to it. I have all these fantastic, I buy books because I don't have time to go to the library. And I read this book about the use of the hallucinogenic mushrooms in biblical times. They found chalices laced with it because now we can do DNA and all that stuff. So there you go.
That's
So
fun.
I'm
Going
going
down
to
the
hell
rabbit
for
hole,
sure.
learning new stuff. I think that's
I'm going
incredible.
to hell for sure.
That's
It's okay.
incredible.
Be more fun.
Thanks for the sneak
So
peek.
don't give up. Ever give up. If you give up, you'll never do it. Or you don't start, you'll never pursue your dream. I don't care what it is. I don't care what it is. You know, you want to start a business. You know, people start businesses. A friend of mine is lives in Holland. He's a retired radiologist, and he just started a real estate business because he wanted to work with his kids.
Nice.
So, you know,
It's never
that's
too
it.
late, you guys. It's never
No,
too
it's
late.
not. And it keeps the blood going,
Yeah. Where can
you
people
know?
find your book now? I do have a link in the show notes, but let's hear it for.
Amazon, of course, you know, through me on my website, my name, JoniMariaRocci.com. There's some short stories. I'd love to hear from readers. You can contact me through the Wix, you know, and I'll email you right back, I promise. And you know, Barnes and Noble and all those
Yeah,
places.
perfect.
So,
Well, we are coming
Vatican
up,
Daughter.
Vatican Daughter. You guys, make sure you get this book. And Joni, we are coming up on our time, so I'm going to go ahead and tell you what I think makes you special. It's not just that you reinvented yourself, it's that you did not let time or previous identities define who you were. You followed something that was already inside of you. You've honored it, even when, and especially when, it didn't fit the timeline that people expect. You did some really scary shit. You were very brave about this. I think it's
Yeah.
incredible. And you're living proof right now that purpose does not expire. I shouldn't have one single listener today that's thinking it's too late for them. Absolutely not. In every conversation we've had, you really brought the heart of this show, and I appreciate that. I think what you're doing is powerful. I think your story is inspiring. I think that's what makes you special. And to everyone listening, you guys, it is not too late. God did not put something in you just for you to ignore it. He put it there for a reason. So guess what? You're allowed to start again. You're allowed to
And
give.
if you're scared, contact me.
Yeah.
My information's on my website. Contact me, and I'm happy to talk you through it.
For sure.
You know, off the ledge, so to
Yeah.
speak. You know,
Yep.
it's.
Just yeah, allow your guys allow yourselves to become something new, okay? Just remember that your mess is your message, even the detours, even the years that you thought you were off track, even the season where you didn't know what you were building, that's where your story comes from. And if you've been filling the pool to use your voice, to share your story, to step into something that you've been sitting on, that's what I do. The Voice Authority, I'm going to help you take your story, your experience, your perspective, turn it into something that actually impacts people, whether that is a podcast or a platform or something bigger. We're going to do it the right way. So if you're ready, please, you guys, stop waiting, okay? Get connected, get resourced with Joni today. She can talk you guys off the cliff. If you're ready to start your show, please come work with me. I have the free link to my group in the show notes. If this episode speaks to you, if you know someone that's been sitting on their potential because they think it's too late, can you do me a favor and share the show with them? Okay. Joni can't reach them without your help. If you guys don't share the show, it doesn't go where it needs to go to grow. Okay. The right people don't find her. So I'm saying just share it out really fast, maybe with someone who needs it or you suspect that needs it. Even for yourself, maybe you just encourage the people around you. And if you're ready for the hot seat, you guys, please come tell me why you're special. Joni, thank you so much for today. This was amazing. Everything I could have
Thank you
asked
for
for.
having me. It's such an honor. Thank you
Absolutely.
so much. I wish you all the best too with your books. I'm going to look
Thank
them up.
you.
Thank you. Take care.